Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
435. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 23 years ago, you remember where you were? Isn't it weird? You could ask someone, oh heck, you could ask me, Jeff, like, what did you have for dinner two nights ago? And I have to think about it. Well, all right, no, today's Wednesday. Remember yesterday I even screwed up my days? I mean, think about that. Were it not for my bestest buddy down there in Chesterfield County, Emily Morrissey, who reminded me it was Tuesday, I thought yesterday was Wednesday for a little bit. And Emily, straightened me up. What did I have two nights? Oh, I had duck two nights ago because it was my birthday. What did I have the night before? I couldn't tell you. I have no clue. None. Did I enjoy it? No, probably. What was it? I don't know. What about you? Can you remember? All right, well, we'll go back a week then, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. I'm willing to bet you remember exactly where you were and exactly what you were doing 23 years ago on September the 11th. Note here from Donald. Donald is a police chaplain out in Chesapeake. He says, Jeff, the Commonwealth's attorney in Chesapeake, Matt Hamill, was in the Twin Tower complex on September the 11th. He wasn't in the Twin Towers themselves, but an office complex right next door to those buildings. It's crazy. You think about it. I did not get home from the radio station out in Las Vegas until, well, I guess it was the next day. One of the things that happened is I chatted with the ambassador from the PLO. PLO had an ambassador to the United Nations. And I got him on the air. Now, we may have kind of overstated some of our affiliations. We were a CBS radio affiliate. And I think my producer just said it was CBS calling, and I think he just thought whatever he thought, but it didn't matter to me. And so we got him on the air, and I was talking with him. And it was at that time, if you remember, in Gaza, in the West Bank, those folks were celebrating. Remember that? Celebrating, throwing candy in the air. They thought it was the greatest thing they had ever seen. And I said to this guy, well, what's going on with that? And he said, well, there's nobody celebrating there. I said, sir, I'm watching it on television. No, you don't know what you're watching. Well, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm watching. I'm watching people there throwing candy in the air, celebrating the slaughter of Americans. No, no, you don't understand. I do understand. And that's when he told me that I was a tool of the Zionists and the Zionist occupation government. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. It's craziness, isn't it? But I'll tell you what. People were ready to deflect. I mean, those are the same people now that are attacking Israel. Those are the same people, same folks, who slaughtered innocent people on October the 7th. It's just absolutely outrageous. A lot of this stuff happened in the air. One of the things that struck me and continues to strike me is that a large portion of these murderous, disgusting, vile terrorists left from Logan International Airport in Boston. And I can't tell you how many times, hundreds of times, I have flown in and out of Logan. And that's where these folks were. Different day, different month. I might have been sitting next to them. I might have been on the same flight. There were all sorts of people on those flights who were just regular people in Boston who had jobs that required them to travel. You know Marshalls and TJ Maxx? Well, they're headquartered. It says all one company, but they're headquartered right outside of Boston. And there were a number of people who worked for those companies who had to travel in marketing and things of that sort. They were on those flights. There were people who were traveling with their little kids. They were going on vacation somewhere. Terrorists didn't care. They were determined to slaughter as many innocent people as possible. I want you to take a listen to some of the things going on with the air traffic control that day. Cut number one.
Hey, can you look out your window right now?
Yeah.
Can you see God about 4,000 feet, about 5 East Airport right now? Looks like he's...
Yeah, I see him.
You see God? Look, is he descending for the building also?
He's descending really quick, too, yeah.
Well, that's...
2,500 feet now. He just dropped 800 feet in like one sweep.
That's another situation. What kind of airplane is that? Can you guys tell?
I don't know. I'll read it out in a minute. Another one just hit the building.
Wow. Another one just hit the World Trade.
The whole building just came apart.
Oh, holy smokes.
Think about that. You had air traffic controllers. The job's not stressful enough? And now you're watching your screen and things are just vanishing. I mean, because they blow up. They're not there anymore. You got pilots going, hey, yeah, I'm looking out my window. You're not going to believe what I'm seeing. And that was part of the problem. None of us believed what we were seeing. None of us believed what we were hearing. I'll give you another little piece, again, from the sky. Cut number nine.
The cockpit's not answering. Somebody's stabbed in business class. And I think there's mace that we can't breathe. I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked.
Some of the most heroic folks on those flights were the flight attendants. Some of the sound from those women will just make you sit down and weep uncontrollably. Some of the phone calls will absolutely make you weep. And I must tell you that we don't have a lot of those this year. We've had them in the past. Those are ones I think will probably rotate in and out a little bit more. Because you're literally listening to people's last couple of moments on Earth. And I feel a little guilty about that. But I also feel that I don't want their deaths to be in vain. And there are two people, you know this if you've listened to my show at any point on September the 11th in any year, there are two people I feel as if I know. Kevin Cosgrove and Melissa Doi. Now, I never met them. But I've listened to their frantic phone calls for years. And I do feel as if I know them. And we're going to share some audio from them in a little bit. I always try and do it towards the end. Because to me, it brings it all together. People who got up in the morning and went to work. Right? These were not combatants. You weren't talking about people who were in the military who said, hey, moment's notice, we might have to fight for our country. We're talking about people who were accountants, file clerks, salespeople, waiters, chefs. I mean, think of a profession, a nurse, a doctor, a farmer, all these people. All they were doing was going to work. And they never came home. And we would be irresponsible if we did not remember them on this date. It is 4:44, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Pentagon just got hit. Don't say that. God damn, I can't protect my NCA.
There were thousands and thousands of radio calls going back and forth. There were some cell phone calls. You got to remember now, 23 years ago, people had cell phones. We had the internet, but it certainly was not like it is now. If you remember way back when, we had those hand crank cell phones. But the technology was not nearly as advanced as it is. They still had phones in the back of seats on airplanes. Remember that? You would have to swipe a card, and it would be, $87 a minute and stuff like that. Well, people were using those. Remember, a lot of the people on those flights were working. They were traveling for work. And they were relatively early morning flights. And a lot of their wives or husbands or children or parents were either still asleep or they themselves had gone out. They went to school or they went to work or what have you. So a lot of these people called home and they got voicemail. They got an answering machine. And these folks left their last ever communication with anybody. I think we've been hijacked. I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm not going to make it home. I'm not getting home. How about the folks on Flight 93, Shanksville, Pennsylvania? Remember that? Let's roll. Remember that? Would you have the presence of mind to do that? It's one of those situations when we think about September the 11th, 2001, where some people were placed in situations that are quite literally unimaginable, or at least were unimaginable. Now, sadly, we can imagine them because we've seen them. The depravity of one human being directed towards another was something that most of us, we just didn't fully grasp. We knew there were bad people. Some of us who had served in law enforcement certainly knew that there were bad people. And we knew that bad people did bad things. And some bad people did really, really bad things. But I don't know that any of us could have imagined before then that airplanes with hundreds of people on them were going to be kidnapped, hijacked, and used as airborne explosives. But that's what happened. That's what I say the whole world changed. That's what I mean. Yeah, the towers aren't there anymore, and I got news for you. As somebody who used to drive by them fairly regularly, being on, the Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway or what have you, looking out the window, going, oh, yeah, there they are. How about the Sopranos? Sopranos opening scene, right? With Tony Soprano driving. What's he looking at? He's looking out the window, isn't he? I can't even begin to describe how I felt the first time that I had to go back up there. And I looked, and those towers were not there. It's like somebody punched you in the gut. And we'll conclude our program this afternoon. We're trying to track down Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, who was there at Ground Zero as part of the United States Coast Guard. You got a moment here. Go over to WRBA.com. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. It is, I guarantee, going to be a sellout. Oh, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., John Reed will be here. Make sure you're here for that. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.